My favorite time of the year is Artscape. I fucking hate Christmas. I hate it. I hate all of you who love it. I hate your stupid, ugly sweater parties. I hate that fucking Mariah Carey song. No, loathe is probably a better word. I feel like about Christmas the way sober people feel in a room full of drunk people. Because what are y'all doing? What is this? This is like, watch out. Okay, all right, okay. Just spill Christmas all over me every year. Over the years, I've learned to cope with Christmas. I get through it. You know, I smile, wave. Happy holidays to you, too. It's okay. I understand that you don't work from Black Friday until January 7th or whenever it is you come the fuck back to work. So I won't expect email responses or, oh, you know, it's the holidays. I just deal with it. And one of the things that I think about today, like a lot of times, my mother passed away in 2013. And then my grandmother passed away a year and a week later in 2014. One of my brothers passed away in December of 2015. And then we just lost another brother back in May. So for me, the holidays have been tough through the years because this is when, I mean, the best part about it is I do get to see my family. You know, we get to get together and that's sweet. But one of the things I always think about is my mother, who loved Christmas. And from the age of 6 to 9, we were in foster care. My mother had 9 children. My grandmother raised my 3 older brothers, and then me and my younger brothers and sisters, my mother raised us. And when I was 6, we all got taken into foster care. And she got us back at 9 years old. And when she got us back at 9, I was very, like, I don't know, tainted. You know, I probably wasn't your typical 9-year-old. I had a lot of questions for adults. I was like, these motherfuckers be lying a lot. I was like, what are you doing? And part of the time I was in foster care, we were in a Jehovah's Witness home. So any Jehovah's Witnesses in the house? No, they would not be here. Because they don't celebrate anything. They don't do birthdays, none of that shit. And one of the foster homes I was in, we'd just wake up Christmas morning and it'd just be a bunch of unwrapped toys on the couch. And even still, like, you know, that's not Santa, bro. Like, you know, and we would, I just always was like this, like probably like by the time I was 7, I was like, there's no such thing as Santa. We live in the projects. I'm not into profiling, but I'm going to assume most of the people in here have not lived in the projects. But there's no chimney. There's like one way in, one way out. And crackheads up all night. So you're going to tell me this man is going to walk into this building with enough toys for everybody. And the crackhead's not going to get him? No. So my mother gets custody of us at 9 years old. We are having our first Christmas back together in 1989. And, you know, my little brothers and sisters, they are totally drunk on the whole Santa thing. They're into it. They are like, Santa's coming. We're back home. Yay. We're back together. This is wonderful. And my mother's just, you know, yes, Santa will be here. He's bringing you something very special in the morning. So I just, you know, I waited until everything calmed down. I pulled up to my mother and I was like, yo, there's no Santa. And she was like, why you say that? And I was like, how is he going to get in here? You got to have a key to come upstairs. You got to have a key to get in here. The windows are locked. How is he going to get in here? And so she just kind of like laughed with me a little bit and brushed it off. My Our extended family came over that Christmas because my mother had just gotten custody of us, and it was a celebration, and they bought all kinds of gifts and food, and it was great. The following year, she was on her own, and we had moved into a better apartment, and like roundabout early, I want to say like early November, late October, she started to take me to all of these appointments she had. I got to take care of some business. Come with me, come with me, come with me. And this lady went to several different churches, organizations, foundations. She found all kinds of shit and signed up for Christmas baskets. And then we had like this week where everybody showed up at a different time, but we had to act like they were the only people coming to bring us stuff. I remember one time this group from Hopkins, it was these kids from Hopkins, they came and they brought us a bunch of stuff. And one of them, Adam just like, he loved us, the boys. He was just in there with the boys. And my little brother, my youngest brother, you know, he's like, Adam, he just on Adam the whole time. They leave. Another group comes and my little brother goes, you remind me of Adam. And I was like, shut the fuck. Can you shut up? You're making it hot, bro. So one of the things that my mother would do, too, is when these groups would show up, she would have us write a Santa list, right? We write out a Santa list. I just write it so that they would be like, you know, who was telling the story earlier? I was like the older kid elf. Like, I'll write my list. This is all bullshit, but, you know, y'all write y'all's, too. So when the groups would show up, if there were things on that list, my mother would make sure they didn't bring it into the house. You know, put it in a trunk. Hold that. I don't want her to see that. I don't want him to see that. Not yet. So we knew that people were bringing us these gifts, but they also, my younger brothers and sisters, also still hoped Santa was going to bring the shit that they asked for. And we had this first Christmas, and it was great. My little brothers and sisters came out. It was stuff under the tree that they hadn't seen, stuff from their list. We had all of this stuff. And I was enjoying it. I was like, this is dope. Like, look at them. They're having a great time. Wonderful. And I'm ready to go outside and play football. And my mother grabs me. She says, remember last year you told me you didn't believe in Santa Claus? And I was like, yeah. She was like, nigga, I am Santa Claus. And so I was like, oh, okay. So we do this every year then? She's like, yes, we do this every year. So from 10 to probably about 16, 17, every year my mother would do different things where she would act like we wasn't going to have a Christmas. And then Christmas Eve, I'd have to get up and put all the lights and the tree and everything together. And it was this whole fun thing. I'd go to bed at like 5 in the morning. And then at 6:30, they waking me up. They're like, easy, easy. Santa came. And I just got to look at him like, you stupid motherfucker. Let's get up and do Christmas then. And so for me, I always think about that because when I see everybody celebrating this holiday that y'all love, I just feel like, you know, my report card always said plays well in groups, works well in groups. And I, you know, I stick it out for y'all. I throw a Christmas party now every year, right? Yeah, that's great. I throw a Christmas party. We get wasted. We play dance, play music. And I really just enjoy that part of it, other people enjoying it. My siblings, we have been getting together on the holidays despite our losses. I'm wearing a shirt from my youngest sister's juice bar. It's called Niecy's Fabulous Juice Bar, named after my mother, Niecy. And, you know, our big thing right now is be good to yourself. So no matter what's going on, despite what we've all been through, I hope that y'all continue to be good to yourselves and have a happy holiday.